It's been more than 2 years since the Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office presented Petersburg with plans to log the trust property along the steep hills above Mitkoff Highway. The proposal prompted more than 80 residents to organize into the Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association. The group raised extensive concerns, the top issue being the danger of landslides to the homes and highway traffic downhill. The group gathered extensive documentation on the dangers, hired a lawyer, and commissioned a soil stability survey by a prominent Alaskan geologist. Association co-founder Ed Wood reprised some of the concerns when he addressed the city council Tuesday night.
Coupled with the soil mass movement that has occurred in the past on our hillside here in Petersburg, and a scientifically proven likelihood of an increase in landslide activity after logging, we would have experienced a serious long-term threat to our public safety if the trust had been successful in moving forward with their plans to log or sell this hillside to a timber interest.
Instead, the homeowners eventually got the agency to pursue a land exchange with the U.S. Forest Service. Wood thanked the council Tuesday night for drafting a letter of support for that exchange, which is aimed at protecting the sensitive hillsides while providing the trust with previously logged federal lands that could be logged again over the very long term.
After direct cost in excess of $110,000 to the Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association, and with new leadership at the Trust Land Office, the trust has now decided on a wiser course with the potential to perpetuate income far into the foreseeable future without opposition by acquiring and managing young growth stands on Prince of Wales Island.
In particular, Wood thanked Councillor Dan Hickman and former Councillor Bill Tremblay for their support. The letter will go to the congressional delegation. Mayor Al Dwyer read it for the record.
The City of Petersburg encourages your support for a proposed land exchange between Alaska Mental Health Trust and the United States Forest Service for targeted young growth stands located on Prince of Wales Island within the Tongass National Forest. It is our understanding that this proposed land exchange would be beneficial to both the United States Forest Service and Mental Health Land Trust and would alleviate our local public safety concerns associated with the Petersburg Mental Health Land Parcel. Any support you can lend to the two agencies arriving at a successful conclusion would be appreciated.
Trust officials are expected to be in Washington, D.C. to discuss the issue in mid-February. The Trust Land Office's Executive Director, Harry Noah, has said that such an exchange will need broad-based support. In other news, the City Council Tuesday approved a special use permit that will allow GCI to set up an unstaffed building to house electronics for a new fiber optic cable connection into Petersburg. The 25-by-40 building will be located on city land at 8th and Oslog, that's kitty corner from the Lighthouse Assembly of God Church. GCI Director of Operations Warren Russell told the council Tuesday they wanted to make the building as invisible as possible.
30 words or less. If I put a building somewhere and you don't know it's there, that's a win for us. It's a win because it increases my security and also reduces the chance that we have any problems.
Some nearby residents initially raised concerns about the permit when the Planning and Zoning Commission approved it late last year, but much of the opposition seemed to fade after the company met with local residents and emphasized the building would be unmanned and produce very little noise or light, and they promised there would be no towers, trucks, or other equipment parked or stored there. It would just be the electronics building. Councillor Melinda Hofstede complimented the company for being flexible and being willing to have residents' concerns addressed in the actual lease with the city.
And I did make a commitment to the, to the neighbors, and I know that that you all intend to stand by what you've said you would do in the building. But I just want to ask if there's some way we can review, if we do go ahead and approve this, if we can review the lease just to make sure that the concerns that the neighbors had and that you've made commitments to are in the lease.
The council approved the special use permit unanimously. They'll vote on a lease with GCI at a future meeting. The building is part of a project that will link Petersburg and several other towns to a high-speed fiber optic cable that will allow faster internet and more options for cable TV and local phone service, according to the company, which hopes to have the link constructed by late fall. The City Council took final action Tuesday to drop electrical rates by 6%. The support was unanimous, but not without some reservations from Councillor Melinda Hofstede, who said she'd like a 10% decrease. Hofstede didn't believe the decrease was enough to help small residential users, and she did not think the utility needed to increase its reserves, which are currently worth about $5.7 million.
And I don't see any reason for the reserves to keep growing unless we are planning to build another building. And I really can't support another building when we could give everybody a bigger break on the electric. And the other thing that disturbs me is we're back giving the decrease on the average bill, and it means that the small user is not going to see 6%. They're going to see a couple dollars a month on their bill decrease.
The electric utility has been saving for plans to move its headquarters and eventually the whole downtown diesel plant out to Scow Bay. The 6% decrease is expected to slow the growth of the reserves. The council passed it in final reading unanimously. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.